We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're back, baby. We are back. We are back for another awesome podcast episode. The Stick Talk Podcast, man. Welcome back to what's going to be a very interesting one, man. We got an awesome guest on today, the big boy, Nep, the OG, the man, what do we call you nowadays? Just the legend, man. How you doing, brother?
Dude, you hit 2 million subs. Let's go, dude.
That's crazy.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, guys, man. I appreciate it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Stick Talk Podcast. We got a lot of FIFA 22 we want to discuss, but always, man, big shout out to Prediction for helping us put this together. If you want to listen to us, Apple Music, Spotify, you can listen to us all over the place. My big brother, to the right of me, if you're watching. What's up, bruv?
How you doing? How's everybody doing today? Hopefully everybody's doing well.
Good. We chilling, man. So if you guys don't know, my brother's to the right, my best friend's to the left. I haven't been able to talk to my best friend in a while because of, we just been so busy. But I want to give a big shout out to Prediction, putting everything together. Also, big shout out to today's sponsor, man, IP Vantage, coming back with another big sponsoring of the podcast, man. We always appreciate you guys. I know. Legends, man.
What do they do?
I was going to speak about them in a little bit, but they speak about IP Vantage, baby. Come on now. You can go on websites that you usually can't go on in your area.
Oh.
You can
watch
stuff that, you know, if you're trying to watch
OnlyFans kind of stuff.
Like, you can also protect yourself with a VPN.
Obviously, it's a VPN. You can protect yourself and go to websites that you can't usually go to. You can head over to, I use it a lot to watch games. Do they do that in the UK, Nep, where they like...
Yeah.
Like block certain areas. Yeah. So anyways, a lot of things to speak about. IP Vantage, shout out to you guys, man. Yeah, 2 million subscribers. Crazy. Lots happening in the FIFA community. To start this podcast, I want to give a big shout out to R9 Danny. He's like an OG. Like Nep, myself. He's been around for a long time, but he's in the hospital right now with COVID. So if you're listening to this, buddy, we are pushing for you. We are praying for you. And we know you're gonna beat this thing, man. Let's do we jump right in, Nep, dude? All right, wait, let's do this. Patch is not out yet. You've had your first weekend league. If you had to put, and I don't like doing this because FIFA changes so much. If you have to scale it 1 through 10, this FIFA so far.
Before, I know I'm white, pasty white, right?
Yeah.
You are so red right now.
No, it's the lighting in my bedroom. I got this light on my TV. You know, like one of those lights that are colorful, and then it just makes me red for some reason. But dude, do you like my fireplace? Y'all can't see it if you're listening, but
you look like you're on fire. I love your fireplace.
Listen, it's about setting the mood, baby. It's about
I don't know what type of mood you're trying to set when you're live streaming or doing the podcast.
Trust me,
bro.
Man. But hey, listen, there's a lot can happen on this carpet right there. You put the we could sit there and play Uno. You know, that's what I mean.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, listen, before we jump into it, I do want to give a big shout out to IP Vanish. Guys, listen, man, if you guys want to protect yourself, if you need a VPN, this is the way to go. I personally, I'll give you a quick story real quick. When I go to my my other house, my girl's house, because if I say it any other way, it sounds like a flex in it, and I don't want to flex.
Dude, also, you've got 2, I've got 8. Who cares, man?
Yo, so when I go over to my beach house, right, they I can't watch the football games, right? In my area, they call it's called a blackout or something. They call it a black. Yeah, it's a blackout, or they don't let you see it. So anyways, man, I got to use a VPN to be able to watch the games, and the way to go is IP Vanish, man. So go over to IPVanish.com, IPVanish.com/stick. Claim your 65% off savings right now, man.
How much was it again?
65%. Hey, you're cutting me off, man. I'm sorry.
You're all nervous today, bro. Yeah, bro. You didn't practice, did you?
When Neff comes around, I start blushing. I get nervous. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you're so red.
Bro, why do you keep bringing up how red I am?
You were red, bro.
You're right. It's
because I put the other screen there, man. Anyways, man, there's an annual plan. It's just $49.99 for the first year with our exclusive discount. It's time to sign up. IP Venice is the best of the best, even rated 4.7 out of 5 on Trustpilot, and that's with 6,000 reviews. Ladies and gentlemen,
that point three that they didn't get are just haters.
They are just haters.
It's the competition, dude. Just
There's always the haters in the comments, man. But yeah, Net, man, let's speak about... Also, you're going to hit 2 million soon. That's going to be a vibe.
Maybe for like my 50th birthday or something.
Hey, bro, dude, I swear me getting to 2 million subscribers was like me on a treadmill. You know what I mean? Like, it took so long to finish, bro. Like, it just never ended, man. Like, but we finally got there. But yeah, man, let's do this, man. FIFA 22. The goods, the bads, the ugly. Net, we're on different sides of this. Actually, we're on the same sides of this, but at the same time, I know you're really for it. The new systems. Let's start there.
Well, like, can I just say, I don't like the way I look when I'm just sitting here listening. I've just got like resting bitch face, and it's just not, I'm not actually sad. I'm actually happy.
That's most
my
of us,
my face
fair.
Just looks like I'm super sad.
Brother, the lighting's too red. Your face is too sad. I just want to say, models. We're FIFA YouTubers that sit in our mom's basement, right? In it, we sit in our mom's basement and we play FIFA for a living, in it. Oh yeah, you do kind of have that resting sad face.
I do. I just look sad, and I'm not. I'm happy. I'm glad to be here.
All right, we're getting into it, bro. FIFA 22, the new rivals, let's do foot champs. Rivals is a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
Foot champs. I like the new system, but I hate the new system. The side of me that just likes to chill and love my life loves the new system.
Yeah.
But the side of me that likes to compete, the side of me that's been battling.
Yeah, but that's what you got rivals for.
Hold on. But the side of me of foot champions that I love so much of playing rivals to get better for that one moment of trying to go 30 or 40 and 0. Is gone, and it kind of sucks. How do you feel? Hit me.
I love the new system. Everywhere. The only thing I wish was that you had more attempts get into champs proper through the playoffs.
Mm.
I think. Listen, for old men like me, Jay, you know, this setup, it just benefits us. It benefits people who aren't so good because I went rank 2. And that's all that matters. Doesn't matter if it was 12-8 and I had to win like my last two to get to 12-8. Rank 2 is rank 2. It's the second best rank in the whole of foot champs. And that's like,
when
people are like, oh, what rank are you? Yeah, I'm like rank 2 or rank 1. Oh, yes, sweet, you're good. And it was easy, you know? So I think qualifying struggles, a lot of people struggle with the qualifying.
Mm.
But that's because they're bad, man. They just need to get good, you know?
So my only thing is, right, what makes you special if everyone is special?
100%, but that's what Rivals is for.
100%, but Rivals didn't get the reward that... All right, for everyone listening at home, if you haven't played FIFA 22 yet, the foot champ system used to be 30 games, which I'm glad it's 20 now. That's a W. The 20 games... Okay, but 20 games is a W. Back in the day, the way the system worked is... You know, if you got to a top 100, which sometimes you had to go win all 30 of your games, you got the best of the best rewards in the game, which the rewards weren't even that good. Let's just keep it a full stack. So this system feels more rewarding. It feels more beneficial to, you know, the normal FIFA 22 player, right? But my problem with it is that I'm afraid for this game by December. And the reason I'm afraid for this game by December is because there is nothing to play.
Can I say something?
Jay.
I think the thing that annoys me about the new system, I like the system a lot. Mm-hmm. Like this weekend was a breeze for me, bro. Like literally, if my team was just a little bit better, I would have got rank 1. I'm not even playing. Like I have a crappy team that's under 300,000 or 400,000 coins, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's more sweaty. And you like, you know, that rush you used to get when you were playing for top 200 or elite 3 or like getting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's I get that when I'm doing qualifiers and not when I'm doing weekend league.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I kind of miss, but I also like the fact that I was relaxing all weekend and legitimately gave my games away. After I was done, I literally threw them away. I was like, here, have them. I don't need them.
And that's what I'm against. And that's where and that's where EA needs to bring monthly rewards. And this is my thing. Because you, like, here's the thing. Going 16-4 and the weekend league big rewards, it used to be an accomplishment. It used to be something that you could be happy about. Getting into Elite One, as long as you really, eventually you're going to get there. As long as you play the game. The problem is, and this is coming from, I'm going to give you an example from me. I'm an Elite One. Let me tell you what I played last night. Last night I queued a game. The first person I played was Gustavo, one of the best NA players in the world. After that, I queued in, I played Chris Diddy. The next game I queued in, I played IG Power. Now, I competed against all of them, right? Barely lost, lost a game, tied a game, barely lost. But I play at that level. What happens to the normal person that gets there and the only thing they have to play now in FIFA is against those guys?
That's by the time the normal person gets there, all the normal people are there.
You think?
Yeah, dude, like it's like you... You being a top 200 player, like I know, this is me, right? Like I know I can get into Elite. I am slowly playing my rivals game on purpose. So I am not in that level yet because my team's not good enough.
But what do you play? Saying,
what do I play? I play weekend league and I play.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you play for? Like, where's the, like, where's the, what brings you back besides promos?
And that's where they need to do more in milestones and objectives. Yeah. And I was surprised this week that there wasn't much. You know, we got those 2-1s to watch this last week and then nothing this week, no milestones or anything. But everything's so cheap. There's so many rewards on the table for everybody. Like, even if you're just in the playoffs, you get rewards for losing all your games.
Yeah.
So everybody has access to everything bar the top icons, the top heroes, and the top four players. Otherwise, everything is accessible to everybody, right? And so because of that, there needs to be a reason players into teams to play. So just give us an obscene amount of objectives and milestones, and then there's something to play for.
And this is what scares me, because if you remember the Russia World Cup mode,
it was
dead quick. After like 2 weeks, because everyone had everything. The thing that people don't understand in life is that the chase is what keeps bringing you back.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right? The chase in life, and the chase is gone now. Like, for me, playing the weekend league, that was something that, and again, listen, I am so happy that people get rewards, because I wasted $7,000 on my account and didn't pack an icon. I want that to sit with you. So for everyone that can just get rewards and easy packs by just backing out, I'm glad people are getting rewards. But I just think that there needs to be a system where we remove a few things. For example, I was attacking somebody, had like 10 shots on goal and 20 minutes in, he couldn't get out of his area. What does he do? Pause the game and no-nil backs out.
Yeah.
I got to replay the game.
Yeah, but, no, that needs to be sorted, to be fair.
But if there was monthly rewards that was just, if you win 76 out of your 80 games for the month, you get two red player picks, 84 pluses for people who did that. Then as it goes down, it goes lower and lower, because now you're having people at least finish their 20 games. Because now it just feels like, just like drafts, in 3 years from now, foot champs will be something we used to know. And we're going to move on from it, because the casuals are going to get bored. Like, here's what I'm saying to you. This system works for casuals, but the casuals are going to go play Fortnite no matter what in December. Well, so what do we do?
The thing, though, like, I'm going to be real with you. I think with all of the people that are signing in, just like last year, for example, right? No matter how bad the game was when it came to gameplay, there were still people logging in every single day for the SBCs. The like whatever milestones or friendlies they were doing, right? So I think people are going to log in for that. They're going to still log in for that, but play less gameplay like they were doing in the first place. So for the casual, this benefits them. The only problem is, I know pro players and high rated players are pissed because now you got to play your own.
No, it's beautiful.
That's the opposite.
See, like the elite division is the fact that I matched those three guys in a row.
Yeah.
Amazing. I knew who I was going up against. I went in. I didn't back out, because this is only going to up the play of every player playing this game. The problem is there's no need anymore to up your play.
Well, yeah,
that's
there is,
what I'm trying to say. Like, we used to use rivals to get better.
Yeah.
And then compete in foot champs. But now it's used rivals
to get better.
Play rivals for nothing.
I'm going to be real with you. I like the fact that, and I don't know, agree or disagree. I like the fact that I'm not getting matched in like to a pro in weekend league where it's going to hurt me matching him and he's dodging me. And you know, for a fact, we all know here what they do to dodge and make sure they don't play each other. Yeah. I like the fact that they have to play each other now to qualify for tournaments. Like, I think that's the way it should have been.
But you're not. It's not really that serious because, once again, and I know we're jumping back and forth, that's a flawed system because you're going to have to stay 128th in your region, bro.
Right, right, yeah, I know.
I'm going to a pro event.
Yeah, but you're good.
No, but 100, and like 120, like Nep said, eventually the casuals will get there.
Yeah.
And that's who we're going to be getting our assets. Huh?
You're 128th now and you just don't play anymore. You just go so long as other people don't overtake you.
As long as other people don't overtake you. Right, like now it's 120th in the world. That has to change. That's impossible because you can't. There has to be a regional system because when you you're qualifying for your region's qualifier. So they can't do a world of 128. They're not going to have any NA pros in that 128. So they won't have a pro qualification. That system has to change. So like there's a few good things with the new system because I like the rival systems with the checkpoints. I think that's sick. Going up, I was having so much fun trying to get that win streak going, those two games win streaks and stuff. That's proper fun. I think that's the best rival system we've ever had, right?
Yeah, it's definitely better than that has been, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know. I just don't know how the system, like, I just don't know what people are going to do past December. Because, like, it's one of those things where it's like Rivals is so quick now. I mean, Weekend League's so quick now with people backing out. Like, I don't know, man. I just don't really see where, how the Weekend League has longevity, especially with how bad the rewards are.
See, I think it has more longevity because,
you do.
Like, last year, I went into FIFA with the mindset of I'm just going to play every Weekend League and the chips will fall where they fall. And I'm going to stop being salty when I lose and yada, yada, yada. And that lasted, like, one weekend. So... Now this time, I'm definitely going to play every weekend league because I need 8 wins to get that team of the week pack.
Yeah.
8 wins. I can go 8-12. And I could lose a finger and still go 8-12, man. Like 8-12 is so easy for good rewards.
Yeah.
It just relieves all the pressure. So for the people that don't want that super intense, super high like skill gameplay, but just want to get rewarded for playing the game, they're going to be playing it every week. And think about when team of the season comes, man. You get those rewards straight away, those reds straight away. You get that team of the season pack straight away for 8 wins. That's mad. People are going to want that all the time.
Yeah. No, I 100% see your point of view. I think for most people, this new weekend league is dope, right? Because listen, man, as someone who competed for a long time, it was it's stressful. Dude, trying to get that 30-0, trying to get that top 100, it's stressful. I just see so many flaws with this system. For example, you know, once you get to the elite division, you have to win 7 games to get your rewards.
Yeah,
that's with everybody though,
right? Castro takes 5 hours to get a game.
Yeah,
that's tough, bro. So now you got to take 5 hours to get a game, plus win it 7 times.
That's what I was saying.
So I don't know, the system to me. It's one of those things where it's like, again, dude, I like the system. I just feel like there has to be, you got to make people want to compete for all 20, I think. Because at least that way you have a little bit of a, like a, you know, your heart beating's a good thing, bro. Like we keep talking about this, right? It's one of those things where it's like, I feel like in life nowadays, we're just giving stuff out. Because these rewards are given out.
I think that's why the whole like qualification is there, right? The playoffs is there. Like, you know, people are like, oh man, like I went 4-5. Oh, yeah. This is so unfair. It's not. You went 4-5 and you got rewarded at the end of it. And then you can go again if you want. But yeah, like people do want just the I tried trophies. And you can't get that, especially not in a competitive game and in a competitive game mode. But I think once you get into champs, the fact that there's just no stress, you could lose all 20. And still get 2 red picks and some cool packs. Like, I just that should allow people to go in and have fun and take teams that they'd never used before. Because who cares? And you know what I mean? Just try new formations or new tactics whilst getting rewarded, guaranteed at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to be super hyper competitive, go play Rivals. And then what you hear from people is, "Oh yeah, but you don't get rewarded for being in the top 200. That's not why you're playing. You're playing because you want the super high competitive gameplay.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, if you want to be rewarded, get in that top 120 or whatever and go to an event and get your money.
Yeah. Now, for me, it was just, for me, it was one of those things where it's like, I think EA's dropped the ball again. I think what happened was when they brought Foot Champs out, they brought it out in a way to bring the pro scene to light. Yep. Right? They realized that system sucked. So they switched it. It went to 30 games and now they stopped qualifying through there. And now it's gone into Rivals. They're quickly realizing that the pro scene ain't that guy. You ain't that guy, pal. And now they're trying to find a way to back, like, kind of rechange everything. And now Foot Champs is meant to be this casual mode, but we knew it as not this casual mode. And it's weird to go from this unbelievably fun thing, right? Because think about it, bro. Every year they're taking more, right? They took icon packs from top monthlies away.
Yeah.
Remember? Then they took 40 games away, which everyone's happy about that. You know, and they constantly every year kept taking something, and now we're down to 20, and it not matter. Eventually, this mode is and again, like this game needs a mode now.
I agree with that, because if you act, just say you're good enough, right? You get on, you do your qualifiers, you got to win 5 games, you throw the rest away, you're done. Yeah. You win 5 games, you're qualified for the weekend league. That's 5 games. You have to win 7 games to get your rewards and rivals. That's it. That's all the games you have to play for a full week.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I've qualified today. I went 5-0. Gave away the other 4 games. I've already got all of the objectives and everything done.
Yeah.
I already got my 7 wins in rivals.
Right.
I'm like already 20 games deep into the top 200 squad battles run, and it's Tuesday night.
Yeah, you're basically done. That's what I'm trying to say, though. You're basically done for the week.
That's what I'm trying to explain.
That's what I feel like the game is. It's like there's no more, like, I don't know, man. Like, in the beginning of every FIFA, I feel like I'm on the game for at least 28 hours a day. I'm being real with you. Like, I'm on it more than I sleep. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm not doing that no more.
Well, I am.
But in general, on the competitive side, this is or on, like, the side for rewards and stuff, this is a great amount of games. I think it suits, in general, everybody. You also have that guy that's like, this doesn't suit me because of, you know, I work 17 jobs and have 9 kids. And blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but this suits everybody generally. But yes, what they need is for the people like you and I, that, or all 3 of us that want more, they need to have that more.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. I'm good for this because I know Bob at home, you understand, has his wife and his 3 kids, newborn on the way, you know what I mean, busting his ass at the casino, something, working at the casino or somewhere he's working, you know what I'm saying, laying pipes somewhere, hopefully not cheating on his wife, just on my pipe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And for that guy, I get it, but I think that there needs to be something, and that's why I'm saying monthlies, because then for the people who actually want to stress it out and actually play that deep into past their 8 games and 16 games, you give them a reason to do so, whatever the monthlies are. You know what I'm saying?
They could just do that through milestones, man.
That's true. But listen,
when you play World of Warcraft or something, you've always, like, you've got those daily quests and the weekly quests. And then you've got those quests you're saying, like, this. I'm playing this forever.
I know why you're saying this, because you want that person to give you the free win.
No, because it does, like, for me, like, I was thinking about this, like, just to myself the other day. I'm thinking, in terms of, like, me as a player, as a content creator and player, this is going to be a great year for my ego, because I'm going to get rank 1 comfortably.
Yeah.
I'm going to qualify comfortably. I will get to the elite division.
Right.
Which means I'll be in that, you know, once you get there, like, you see how you're quantified as a player, you know,
listen,
the top
80%
of the elite players. Once I get to that point, I get to sit here and be like, guys, what more can I do?
But let me explain. And this is my next thing. You're not special if everyone is special.
Yeah, but
everyone can be
struggle to get to the elite division. If everyone does get to the elite division, that's when
you're going to be there soon. I'm there. Run the foot market next.
Well, you know, everyone season it resets, there. Right? That's you guys understand that, right?
It only resets down 1.
I don't know where that came from, though. That's not in the pitch notes. It's like, it says it'll drop you divisions based on where you are. It doesn't say it's 1. It doesn't say it's 3. But I assume it won't be too many.
Oh, I thought it was going to drop you 10, and then you have to redo the whole thing again, because that would have been annoying.
I heard it drops you 1. For me, the biggest thing is you hit the nail on the coffin for the casuals now, but you've left the players that actually stay on your game all the way through July hanging.
And that is where it has to be through milestones and objectives and not through these competitive game modes. Because if there's a milestone that is just win, I don't know, let's say, what is 20, you know, the weekly champs games count as well. So you can win 29 champs games a week. let's say there's a milestone that's like win 500 or 300 foot champs games or something, right? So that's 10 weeks, maybe 500 for like 15, 16 weeks, right? And there's a milestone for that that gives you a red player pick that's a random five red players that are 97 to 99 rated. And it could just be anyone that's boosted to a 95 to 97. Mm-hmm. And you just get that. And now all of a sudden, you're not going to throw at 5-0 because you're like, I want to work towards this long, long milestone.
Yeah.
Whereas everybody else that doesn't care about that is like, yeah, let me just get my wins and get out of here. They just need to give more, but outside of the game modes, but still using the game modes to get them all, if that makes
sense. Personally, and you guys can tell me that this is an L or not, but I think that if you complete over 60 or like, let's say there's 80 games of the weekend league. If you complete and you win above 60, I think you should get two untradeable promo cards, player picks.
Yeah.
That's what I think you should get. So that way people play, don't make monthlies crazy. Just a player, two player picks, or you could break it down, right? If someone wins 75 games, they get three player picks from promos. 60 games, two promos. 50 games, one promo player pick. And then that way, you now have people also competing for monthlies, because I'm going to be honest, bro. Like, when this weekend league was the most boring thing I've ever played.
What did you get? You get just rank one easy.
I was 16-1.
Yeah.
You understand? And the game I lost was like, it was one of those like games I should never lost. So it's almost like, and again, I understand that I'm very blessed to be part of the 1%, right? Because we sit on this game all day. I play it all day. I practice all day. So I kind of know how to play this game. The only problem is I play with a spaceship in my hand now, which feels, I swear I'm going to get arthritis from this PlayStation controller, man. This thing is the most uncomfortable thing I've ever played. But when I speak on things, I don't want to speak on it. I don't want to be like, oh, because I'm good at the game, I want this. Because I understand how much this benefits normal people who can't play this game every day, right? Because this benefits the thing. But bro, to
like, be real, I feel like there's nothing to do in the game.
No, I love the game.
I like the game. I just feel like there's nothing.
Okay,
like it's rivals. It's rivals for seven games. This is the way I look at it, bro. Rivals for seven games. And yeah, you can climb all the way up, but I'm not in no rush to climb all the way up.
Let me take you back to FIFA 16.
Yeah, I know. Right. I know. It was draft, though.
We have to remember, it was nothing.
But drafts were fun.
Like, Nep, what did we do? We would play divisions, win seven games, you get like 8,000 coins or so, 15,000 coins you would do.
That's the thing, though. When we was in those games, that's when we used to sit there for 8 hours a day on Diablo or, you know, playing other games, because it was like, let me jump on and play 8 games of Division 1, get my video, and then I'm done. Now, it's like I've got an 8-hour stream to do. I've got 3 YouTube channels I'm running. I've got 40 games of squad battles I need to play. Like, now, like, so it's there's more. There is more to do. It's just, this is what comes down to every year. And I say this every year since FIFA 17 that they introduced champs. And since objectives and milestones came into play, it's all well and good having content, but it has to be worth people's time.
Yeah.
You know, there's no point putting out let's say they release a milestone player tomorrow and he's like 77 rated, but he takes you like 30 games to get. No one's going to care about that. Like, why? Why would you give that? Give people something to actually work towards. And then obviously we have that same problem as if you give too much too quick, comes back to the World Cup mode. You know, everyone was like, oh, please make the icon SBCs repeatable. So they did. 3 days later, the game's done because now everybody has everything. Yep. And so it's a hard thing to balance to get it right.
So someone in the live said the problem is content creators are making this game pay to win. And here's the thing. This is completely false, because I'll tell you why it's completely false. I play on PlayStation and Xbox. One's the Road to Glory, one's not. I'm almost in Division 1 on my Road to Glory. And the amount of pay to win teams I've come up against, and they're not content creators, is actually mind-blowing, bro. Yeah. The amount of people spending money on this game outside of content creators actually remarkable, right? So, and not only that, I'm going to keep it a stack with you. This is the easiest FIFA to make coins. I've never seen an easier FIFA in my life, bro. I play squad battles to elite. I do my weekend league. I just got the 8 wins on my RTG and I stopped. And the 4,600 FIFA points they gave me, I've entered drafts with it. Bro, my team is almost a 600K team already.
Yeah.
Yes, man. My team is huge already, and we're like 12 games in. Now, mind you, I don't sleep, right? I've washed my balls twice. I'm kidding. You understand? So it's one of those things where it's like, this game, it's in a good spot when it comes to, I think there's a lot to do, dude. If you want to play squad battles, do squad battles. If you want to play rivals, because at the end of the day, this what you're supposed to do on games like Madden, NBA 2K, and FIFA is just go compete. Go 1v1 against somebody and see if you're better. That's what you're supposed to do. There's not supposed to be nothing special about these games. You're just supposed to build a team and go. I just personally think with the way Weekend League is now, I think that they should
it's
make
it
either.
It's not exciting anymore.
Okay, that, and I'm afraid people won't come back to play it because they'll get sick of it. But not only that, I think since it's this easy now, why not bring back the requirements? You know?
The thing is, maybe they'll get there. You know, maybe it's just too early in the game cycle.
Brazilian team or Prem team only or Brazil team only. Maybe start bringing stuff back that makes it more exciting.
And that's where it'll be good again, that the market is so cheap because people aren't going to be like, oh, man, I can't afford these players. It's like, okay, Gabriel Jesus is like 1,200 coins. Mm-hmm. You know, Firmino is like 3,000 coins. You can go and build a sick Brazil team.
Yeah.
For like 20,000 coins to compete. Yeah. And if they do that, then people will be like, okay, when I get these three red picks or this team of the week pack and I get like a mid-range player, he's actually going to be sick for when the French team comes, or he's going to be sick for when the Liga NOS team comes or something like that. That would be good.
I think they should do like icon swaps within Foot Champs. Yeah. I'm serious, bro. It's such a mode that's so casual now. Just make you be able to do icon swaps or whatever in there. Just why not, bro? It's a casual mode now.
I'm not saying, like, for me, I feel like it's a casual mode, dude. I'm not going to lie to you. I used to get Elite One. This shit's a cakewalk now. I'm going to be real with you, bro. Like, I got against big-ass teams, and I was literally dicking on teams, right?
Yeah.
It's easier for me, honestly, because the stress is not there because of the weekend league of the 30 games or whatever.
I don't think a video game should give stress, though. But I do agree with that. I do agree with that. Champs should change because...
But not when you're trying to play it competitively. That's what they were trying to do with champs,
Jay,
right?
They shouldn't push competitive on everybody. And that's why I do like the rival system. I don't like that they were forcing people last year and the year before. These young 12-year-old, 13-year-old kids, they already have a lot on their plate, man. School stressful at that age, right? You have a lot going on. You're trying to kiss your first girl. You're trying to touch some boobs for the first time. You know what I mean? Like, you have a lot happening in your life, right? Uh-huh. And now you're meant to also do this stressful 30 games on the weekend league. I don't think it was a good system neither for the normal people. I really don't.
But that's what I was trying to get at, dude. Like, I don't know what a normal person feels like in this because I used to try to get elite every weekend. I don't know. Like, the last year, I didn't like the gameplay, so I stopped at goal 3. I would get my wins. What was it? What was it? 14 wins? 15? How many wins was it enough? Do you remember for goal 3?
Yeah, 14, yeah.
14 wins, and then I'd leave the rest of my games.
I never went to goal 3.
But
I'm just saying, I don't remember the numbers. So, but I get goal 3, and I would stop because I didn't want to play the game no more.
But are you not scared that the casual person can't get in through playoffs, and then the hardcore player just gets bored because there's nothing past 16 and people, this starts to die out?
How is it? The question I need to ask you is, what's the difference between 20 wins or 16 wins and 30 wins? Like, what in your mind tells you that rank one is not good enough?
What in my mind tells me?
Yeah. What in your mind tells you that rank one is not as good as top 200?
Because if Arsenal went to play on Sunday, uh-huh, and every team gave them a 2-goal lead before the game started, fans would stop showing up. Because that emotion, it's gone. When people are handing wins, you've accomplished. You didn't get 16 wins, Poppy. You understand?
What do you mean?
You were helped gifted 16. You didn't work. You barely worked for that in a way. You understand what I'm saying? Like, there was something special about working and getting better and watching the progress. The reason I played Diablo is because you could watch the progression of your player, your team, your guy. You know, you progress your
character. Yeah, no, I get what
there
you're
is
saying.
No progression in your FIFA play anymore because you go into rivals, you lose, you don't get relegated. You're fine.
But I just think that's a good thing because that makes the game way more fun.
But listen to what I'm saying. And I agree with you. The stress is gone. But listen to what I'm saying. You can't get relegated. You lose in champs, there's no more problem. And your record's gone. So what are we doing? We're handing out, hey, thanks for participating. Here's a trophy.
Yeah. You still got to qualify, right?
I mean, yeah. But there's two ways to look at it, right? We're kind of soft now, Nep, a little bit.
Listen, like, whatever we want, because EA will never create the game person, we want any one person, not what you like. Even what you, I, and Jay want are just different things, right?
100%, 100%.
What they've done is they've nailed it for like the 95% of players that are just like, man, how cool would this be? And then it's like, yeah, that's too cool. And now those players, they're gonna be like, yeah, let me spend a little bit more. Let me actually put some money into this game because I'm enjoying my time on this game because it's so casual friendly.
Yeah, and like,
and
like
so yeah, the competitive side of things, yes, it's dropped. It has dropped. And that's what I'm saying. For my ego, this is going to be a great year because I'm going to get all the best things all the time.
Yeah.
But in terms of like losing interest down the line, it's only people that are going to lose interest are the people that played for strictly rewards. But people that play to enjoy the game are actually going to enjoy it more because the stress aspect has gone. I love the game right now. I can take an L and I'm still sitting there chuckling and laughing and having fun because it just doesn't mean anything anymore, which means I don't have to worry about, how am I going to explain this to the viewers, or how am I going to like, what excuse am I going to give for this? Or now it's just like, yeah, guys, I lost. Never mind. Let's jump into the next one.
Yeah. No. And again, I 100% like the fact that FIFA is more casual now. Right. Because like I said, FIFA went from this game that was remember a couple years ago, I said foot champs will be the end of FIFA. I said it.
Yeah.
And now we're changing to Soccer 23 next year.
Yep.
The name.
I'm joking.
That was a joke. I just threw it in there to be funny. Hey, no, but listen. So I like the fact that they're getting away from this because I think that foot champs created a very toxic environment.
All right. It did.
Not just for like you saw pro players being toxic to content creators. You saw people sniping each other. You saw casuals breaking their desks and you saw a lot of bad stuff with this mode. So I'm happy in a way that EA has pushed away from it. But there was just something special, bro, of being able to watch your progression. Because I never played for rewards. I just played for either 30-0 or 29-1 just to see that number. It was a good thing. But again, I'll bring up Nick 2018 for example, real quick. I'm happy for him. And I might be happy for a lot of these content creators because they're going to finally experience what I used to experience when I got that best reward in the game. And it's a cool feeling to be able to achieve that. It's a cool feeling to be able to pull up to your viewers and be like, hey guys, check this out, man. We got the biggest rewards. Yeah. It's a dope feeling.
The only thing I'll say about that though is, right, this year's game, I just think is the best game they put out in years, right? There's a few little tweaks that need to be made for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think this is the best game. Whilst I'm confident I'll get rank one, and you got rank one, cool. Mm-hmm. You got the best rank in the easiest champs mode of ever. All time.
Yeah.
I think if we had the regular champ structure, I think I would get Elite 3 to Elite 1 very, very easily this year because the game is just, it suits me and it's just better.
Yeah.
So it is a shame in a way that competitive aspect isn't there anymore because I reckon this would be the year I would excel.
Yeah.
But I'm also super happy that, dude, I played 12 games on Friday. I played 8 games on Saturday. By Saturday night, I went and got drunk with Lauren. Yeah. I was like, man, I don't have to wake up tomorrow. I mean, there's 10 games left, man. Like,
yeah. I agree with that.
That's a W. And I agree with that 100%.
You get time with your family and you get time to live your life again.
Yeah. But remember, we think of it as content creators. Most people did it differently.
Don't.
But,
yeah.
And I'm going to jump into but I want to say one more time, big shout out to IP Vanish. All right. If you're looking for a VPN, look no further. IPvanish.com/stick. Check them out, bro. They are amazing. If you're looking for a VPN, we'll speak about them a little bit more in the show, but make sure to check them out. Now, I'm the opposite, Nep. If this mode, if it was the old foot champ structure, I would never get top 100 in this game because it is the most unrewarding FIFA I've ever seen in my entire life. I have never seen a FIFA that a goalkeeper bails bad defending out in my life. Now,
yeah, that's why I just hit those finesse shots from outside the box, man.
True.
Got me Harry Kane with that 5-star weak foot. I'm good.
Right, but that would never work when you got into the higher elos and foot champs after the old structure. So I would never top 100 in this game, ever. Mm-hmm. Because it is the goalkeeper in the box.
And that's what I mean. Like, if they just nerf them a little bit, all of a sudden, now it's a sick game because now you can score inside the box, outside the box. You can score from crosses, from corners. Like, you know, there's actually multiple. Like, the fact, dude, my strikers are Benzema and Kane. The fastest player in my entire team is Llorente, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, my wingers don't have pace, and I don't have pace chem styles on them.
my strikers don't have pace, and I don't have pace chem styles on them. I don't, my defenders don't have pace. I was using Trent for the first four, like 50 games, you know, like I've got an actual crazy slow team and I'm destroying people. And it feels good to not have to be like, oh, let me go and get Martial and Dembele and like just start abusing skill moves and stuff. It feels good to be like, let me just work this chance.
Yeah. And again, this is where I'm at with it. I think this FIFA has potential. I don't think the long shot should go. I think the stickies need to be fixed, right? Because like when you intercept the ball, it just bounces back to your opponent.
Yeah.
You can use Kevin De Bruyne and Bruno as CDMs this year. Because having a CDM doesn't matter because no one gets stickies. You make an interception, the ball bounces back, right?
That's supposed to change after the patch.
Right, that's supposed to get fixed, right? Right. First touches are super weird.
They're like, bad.
Yeah.
They're crazy weird. And then in the box, you can break an entire defense with left stick dribbling, which left stick dribbling is pretty nice. But a goalkeeper on a sweaty will turn into Superman, bro. And he flies across the screen to block the ball. So again, man, it's do I think this FIFA has potential? I personally, I like the finesse shots because I think it stops people from playing drop back, and I think you have to defend every level of the field, in the box, out of the box. But right now, you don't have to defend in the box; you just have to defend outside the box.
Yeah,
in the box does not need to be defended unless you're playing a top tier player that knows exactly where to load driven from and how to break that auto block. So I don't know. They're supposedly
nerfing inside the box and then outside.
From what I've heard, they don't because
PC says it's the same.
PC is exactly the same, which means
again, I don't know.
Which means
the only thing for me is like with the long shots, and I said this to like a stream the other day, right? I'm hitting like 40 yarders with Jadon Sancho, and he's got like 63 long shots and like 75 shot power. I should not be able to score them with him, even if they're green timed.
Yeah, I
just
agree.
Get rid of that. But Harry Kane, when I've got a 99 shot power, 99 long shots, if I'm greening that, even if I'm 30 yards out, I should be banging that in because I'm greening it. That's a skill gap. That's, you know, like if for us it's easy. But I'll tell you what, man, the amount of people in my stream, they're like, how do you green it every time, man? I can't even do it. Like, people just can't do that. Like, that's a good skill gap. So as long as the best shooters can still score from outside the box, I'm happy because it is a way to beat those people that sit with so many men in the box. But as long as they also then nerf the goalkeeper so that when you get in the box, speaking of Harry Kane again, he's got 99 positioning, 99 finishing, 99 shot power, and he can't score from inside the box.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. He has to be able to score from inside the box.
And that's why I'm saying it's the most unrewarding FIFA, because if you do a tiki-taka play and you break a defense, the one-on-one, unless you ball roll, is the hardest thing to do in this game, bro. It is so hard to score a one-on-one that it's unbelievable. You have to hit a ball roll, or even if you chip the keeper, if it's not Messi, the keeper jumps up and hits
it. Yeah, jumps up and grabs
it. It's mad. So I don't think about me, right? Because I can green from outside the box. What about that guy that they changed foot champs for that only knows how to score in the box, but now he can't score in the box? He hates this FIFA.
But it's you know what, again, this is again why for me I love this FIFA, because the way I concede like 99% of my goals is counterattacks. And so now when they've like broke through, I'm like, you do you, man. My keeper's going to save this.
I agree with Nup, and I guess I agree with you too. For a fact, we talk on the phone every single fucking FIFA, bro. I'm like, I hate this fucking game
because it's the most casual.
It's
because
it's
even the game is casual.
No, but listen, bro, like the counter attackings last year were the most stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life, bro. 11 guys in the box, one through ball, shoot the ball without looking, goal. Least this one here, you don't have a scarecrow in the back going, eh, just go ahead, it's right open. I say, I like the gameplay. I would like left stick dribbling on new gen. Old gen is different. Left stick dribbling needs to be a little bit better because the players feel a little stiff.
Good. No, that's
it
good.
It needs to be a little bit safe. In my opinion, I'm just telling you my opinion. Uh-huh. It's a little stiff. I wish it was a little bit more, whatever. And inside the box, the keepers need to be nerfed a bit. I think they need to be nerfed, but I do like the fact that they save shit.
I'm going to keep it a stack. Yeah, and I don't want y'all thinking like, oh, this guy thinks he's good, so he's saying stuff different. I think we're playing a different FIFA.
We're not. We're playing the same shit.
Bro, counter.
You're playing at a higher level.
Counter attacks are still overpowered. I don't know what y'all are playing, but you guys have not been getting with the over-the-top through balls. All you do is hold L1 and double-tap triangle.
And that ball,
they give the exact power that's needed for you. This game plays for you this year. Bro,
last year didn't play for you?
Hold on, bro.
Stop.
Are y'all playing against second man press or no?
Yes.
Do you know what second man press? You can't dribble in the box this year. If someone second man press intercepts the ball for you.
Yeah.
I know both of your guys' problems, man.
What's that?
If you get done on counterattacks, and because you're getting second man pressed in the box, because you're not shooting from outside the box, man. You know why I never get countered? I just hit the ball in the back of the net from outside the box. That's it. I just scored a goal.
Here's the thing. You guys will change your mind when you get to the elite one, and you both are getting
there.
You're
saying because I'm not there yet?
I'm not saying that. I know both of y'all are gonna get there because I know both of y'all are good at the game. And when y'all get there, we're gonna redo this podcast.
Okay, and we're gonna do this one.
Hold on, and I'm gonna ask you guys about second man press, and you're gonna tell me if you can still hit a finesse shot from outside the box casually, and if you can dribble in the box, Jay. Second man press this year. Let me explain, bro.
Okay.
The second man intercepts the ball from you.
I do it to my opponents, bro.
Okay. Yeah, no. So what you're talking about there? I've whenever I play draft, I feel like I'm playing top 200, right? Like draft is for some reason this year the most difficult game mode in FIFA. And when guys use second man press, it's like the old contain defending where you just held N and they just run and took the ball.
Yes.
That's what it is. And that's why I think it's on a short timer.
But it doesn't matter because all you have to do is switch.
No, because they've got the ball already. Yeah, you just hold the button and then you switch it and press it yourself.
Let me explain how you play this game. It's very simple. You grab your CDM, okay? Mm-hmm. You're going to take your CDM into the middle of the box. You're going to stand exactly where the finesse shots go in from with your CDM. You are now going to have your left back second man press until he runs out of gas. Once this happens, I now need you to switch into your center back and put him where the finesse shot comes in from. And now second man press with the guy that you are controlling. Now he's going to second man press. Once that's done, I need you to flip back to the CDM, go to that spot, and now second man press with your left back again. It's simple. Bro, you don't have to defend this year. You just second man press.
Why are you telling people? Hold on, let me finish.
and until EA Sports understands that the natural positioning of the back lines in these FIFAs they're making is one depth, we have a problem with these games. Have you guys noticed your back line?
If you put drop back, it's horrible, dog.
No, you put it on 100 depth, dude. You're still in your box.
You're still in your box.
100%, bro.
I like this game. I think this game has, when I look at this game, I think, okay, this is the game for the next 5 years on next gen. Because they kind of just, now they copy and paste and do stuff based off, like, right? It's not going to change much. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the core
of hopefully they'll just tweak this one. Now they tweak this.
So I like the foundation of this game. I really do. I think the foundation of this game is good, right? Mm. But I just think there's too much in this FIFA to abuse defensively and not enough offensively except for time finesse shots. I'm telling you guys, bro, second man press is the most overpowered thing that's ever been put into a FIFA. And I've been second man pressing since I was like 10 years old. That's how I defend, right? Right bumper used to be the A button. And I switched it to my A button. So I second man press the whole time. But the difference between, you know, the coming up divisions and then when you get to like division one, the way people defend in there, bro, it's terrible. And that what you're saying, bro, the hardest mode in this game now is a draft.
Yeah.
It is disgustingly hard in there, bro.
Yeah. I think it's because the good people go in and the casual's like, fuck that. I'm just going to wait for rivals.
But see, the thing is, there's no icons in draft right now. And because the market's so low,
there's no point.
Make money off losing in the first round anymore, like you could before.
Yeah.
But before you lose in the first round, get a 5K pack and, you know, you get a common gold card worth like 7K. Dude, I packed Harry Kane today out of draft and he's worth like 18K. He's 90 rated. I barely made profit on a 90 rated card out of draft.
Yep. It's crazy, bro. I was going to ask you.
Just don't want to play it because they're like, screw it. Why would you?
I was going to ask you this as well because you pay attention to the market more than I do. Do we understand why? Because I've had people in my stream tell me they think the reason the market's so low is because of...
is preview packs.
You think that's what it is, right?
100%.
I agree.
I don't know how many people are on the game right now, but last year, 40 million active users, what EA were boasting about, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's say right now, we're at the early stages of the game, let's say there's 10 million people. That means every 24 hours, 10 million packs get opened for free and only the profitable ones actually get opened.
Hit the market.
Which means like out of 10 million packs, even if like 1,000 of those packs have a Ronaldo in it, that's now 1,000 Ronaldos that are on the market that weren't before. even if it's 100 Ronaldos or 10 Ronaldos, that's 10 Ronaldos a day.
Yeah.
That are now on the market that weren't there before. And yep. then you think about how many 83s, 84s, 85s are yep. popping up in 10 million packs.
Yep.
It's just flooding the market with all of these cards, which yep. is keeping them all extremely cheap.
Every day on my Draft to Glory, my Road to Glory, after I record my episode, I go check my preview pack. Because if 100%. There's something there I can make money on, I buy it, yeah. sell
dude,
it.
Dude, I got Hummels today, 86 Hummels. Yesterday, yeah. I got a Shadow and a Cam to centre mid card. Oh, that's yep. 10K. That's it. I made yeah, profit yep. on that pack. I don't care whatever else is in there.
Yeah.
And so, I was
yeah.
in another preview pack.
So, yeah, 100%. So, one thing I want to say to everybody listening, I like, real quick, just to hit you real quick, because I don't want anyone... When I say what's wrong with the game and what's not wrong with the game, I want y'all to know that I want the casuals to like the game, because I'm part of the 1% of people that we don't matter. I truly feel that way. The people that play games hardcorely don't matter. They don't matter to Blizzard. They don't matter to Activision. They don't matter to EA Sports. The people that matter are the people who, you know, are the normal day-to-day players. That's who matters to these companies. So when I speak about the second man and the remember, I'm speaking about the back end stuff of like the hardcore playing FIFA. I don't want people to yeah. be, oh, Skills is a hater. He just wants this. He wants that. I don't want the game to be extremely easy. I don't think games should be extremely easy, but I also don't think the game should be super stressful. So I'm in the middle of both, but I will keep it a full stack with you. I think the game is a little bit too easy for everyone to play. I truly feel that way.
I saw this thread on Reddit today. I can't find it now, but some guy, like EA, put out something very recently that said 22% of players spend money on FIFA Ultimate Team and the rest didn't, right? So, you know, 78% of people didn't spend money.
I believe.
And 22% of people did. And then the guy broke down how many players they said they had in Ultimate Team last year yeah. versus how much money they made from Ultimate Team last year. And the average spend of a player that actually spends is only $200 a year.
Yeah.
And they make billions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, I see people are like, oh, all these people spend, all these content creators spending money is a problem. Man, they only have 22% of their user base spending $200 a year and it makes them billions.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Like, I think people
now with trading now, I think, for me, the reason why the market's so low is I think this is the earliest anybody. I'm not even talking about the people that got it earlier because they're game changers or whatever with EA. I'm talking about like the 4 extra days early before even coming out. People already know what to do now at the beginning because like so many people have, you know, it's so much information there that you can literally spend money like coins so quickly now that everybody's doing the same exact fucking thing. So that's why I think the market's low. I don't even think it's to do with people wasting money or preview packs. I just feel like everybody's doing the same thing. And then everybody's like panic selling and like, I don't know what to do. And everybody's just doing the same thing. So of course the market's going to stay low. I think the only way they're going to fix for me, not gameplay, not champs. I don't think people are going to get bored of that stuff. Honestly, for the like casual player, I think what's going to kill the game, if it's going to kill the game early, is going to be the market not going up. They need to do something with the market going up.
Well, the market's already going up. The market's already going up. It's already going up. After reward, just the goal. The big cards didn't go up, but the 84, they started to climb already. What's going to make these cards climb is and I saw content creators going like, oh, this Ronaldo is great for the economy. No, it's not. Because only my boy Castro completed that hoe. You know what I mean? Castro and his cousins were the only.
Castro,
I see like three
and
of them.
I think are the only ones that actually I know that did it, bro.
The only ones that completed that Ronaldo, and then there's that one guy that,
bro. What were they thinking, bro? Yeah.
And Castro did it because he's a big United fan, right? But you need an SBC that's gonna come out like a Player of the Month Mbappe. You understand? Yeah. That's not 26 SBCs, and that people. You need fodder for. You need that. We need the icons. When the icons come, this market's going to rise. It's only a matter of time that it does rise. In my opinion, I think it'll
rise. It's
taking
a little bit longer than usual, I think.
Yeah, and again, I personally think that EA just needs to hit milestones and promos for this game to really, really have a longevity and people really enjoy it. And let's be honest with you. I'm going to be 100% honest with you, man. Every FIFA since I've been a content creator, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna lie. I've texted Nep and I'm like, yo, this is the lowest the game has been, right? Usually the views are way more popping. But I also remember back in like 15 and 16, Nep, the views started coming around Black Friday. That's when views.
And I can't remember what year it was as well. It might have been like 18 or 19. Like Futmus views yep. popped yeah. off from there, and then it just stayed big the rest of the year.
I was sitting here. I was sitting here a day or two ago, just staring at numbers because it's like, what the hell's going on, right? Because I think it's me, and then I start thinking about it, it's like, yo, COVID's over now, right? Like last year, the numbers were bigger. COVID is over. People are out now. People are in school now. People are at work again. The numbers aren't as big.
Nowadays, man, there's more content creators getting views than ever before. 100%.
That's
so many 100%. People to watch now.
Yeah.
And there's so many different things that people want to see. There's so many different avenues. Like, you know, for me, I've got a niche for 6 p.m. content.
Yeah.
Who else does 6 p.m. content that gets the views that I get? No one. So I've just got that niche. I'm just lucky. I'm fortunate. Yeah. But there's other guys that got the other niches, you know?
Let me quickly clarify as the stick talk podcast, COVID is not over. He meant that the restrictions on going out are over. In no way, shape, or form. I want you to understand. That's my real life brother. We don't go nowhere. I don't even go to the grocery store. I want you to know real quick, I get my food delivered. So if you think we don't mean like that.
Not over like that, like restriction wise.
Yeah, okay.
Most countries,
people can go back to work. Rather than just being in lockdown.
Not over, guys.
Yeah,
Relax.
Let me clarify that real quick. This is not over. There is many people being affected. We started the podcast in the beginning. Give it a big shout out to our homie, Danny R9, who is in the hospital right now fighting COVID. So in no way, shape, or form do we believe COVID is over. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do to protect yourself and your family. And also do what you got to do to protect yourself and your family from second man press, because it is real. Why are y'all laughing, bro? I can't wait for y'all to get to the Elite Division.
All I keep hearing from people in the Elite Division is that they hate everything and they can't wait for everybody else to get in the Elite Division. I'm staying there.
I'm taking my damn time, bro. I'm getting older. Things start slowing down a little bit, bro. Relax. I got time, my guy.
I like it. Last night, last night I played Diddy and our game ended 2-1 and I love Diddy. And I never exposed conversations. But after that, he texted me after the game and he said, GG, brother, this game is ass. I replied back, GG, bro, you're a beast. Yeah, this shit is bad.
You know what's crazy to me?
Look, the game is good, Jay.
Most pros, I hate to say it, man, the fuckers complaining now are the pros. No one else is complaining, bro.
That's a W. Because for me, as a content creator, I want my viewers to be, I don't give a fuck about myself. I want my viewers to be happy. I don't care. You understand? Like for me, if my viewers are happy, I'm happy. I'm playing that shit all day. Whatever, dude. I'm with y'all. You understand? But Jay, at the higher level, if you really look at this game and like, yo, for the normal person who's not playing this shit competitively, it's a great game.
Not one of the game.
Yep. And that's it. And that's perfect. For someone who plays FIFA at a very, very, very high level, you're fucked. Because second man press is a disaster. In the box is a disaster.
And you know what's crazy though? That's why the way it's set up right now.
Yeah.
Is who knows about that other than the high level players?
And that's why I say it's a W game, right? For the normal human being,
because
it's a W.
Now the way you play champs, where you only have to go 16-4 to get the top rank, you only have to go 8-12 to get like an extremely good rank. 8-12 gives you two players, but a team of the week pack. People that are going 8-12 are never going to experience
even if you
go rank one, you're not going to experience that kind of pro level nonsense. But I think that's what's going to keep this game alive.
Nope. Let me tell you why they are. Because in a couple months, EA Sports is going to do their first pro tournament.
And everyone's going to see it. And then everyone's going to start doing it.
EA's
dumbass decided to put, no disrespect, EA, but that was the dumbest shit you've ever done. Decided to put this green highlighter thing over the bar. And now everybody and their mama are going to see this green light. And they're going to be like, the fuck is that green light? They're going to go on Google. They're going to search
people
for the green light.
They're
going to understand what the green light is. And once they understand what the green light is, like, oh my God, my text is doing the green light. Oh, watch this. I'm not going to wash my balls for a week until I understand how to wear the green light. And now they're going to be pushing the green light and everybody's going to be green lighting each other until we're fucking punching our screens in. Because I'm telling y'all right now, bro, when you get it
in my stream already.
When you are in the corner and you're about to do a McGeady spin, next thing you know, you got, you're Mia Khalifa and you're getting absolutely slammed by three different guys. Yeah. When this moment happens, bro, you're going to realize, oh, baby Jesus, what did I get into? Right? This is going to be a moment where you realize that this, I shouldn't have done it, bro. I made a mistake here. And I'm telling y'all, bro, it is bad.
I get that in my stream, dude. Like, they're like, hey, what's that green light? I'm like, yeah, you just press, bro. And I don't say nothing else because I ain't trying to get a bunch of people doing the same shit to me.
Oh, but
I'm like, yeah, you just press, bro. You just press.
Nep tomorrow's going to upload a video that's going to get 500K views. What does the green light mean?
Dude, I'm thinking is if you're getting tag teamed by two or three guys, all I'm thinking is there's a big switch to the other side.
Hell yeah, hit a square, bro.
But there's not at that level.
To the other side.
Jay, there's not at that level because
I'm going to come over. You're going to show me. Jason, I want to see it at that level, bro, because I don't know how many people are listening.
I don't know how many people are listening, but I'm going to explain. 4-2-3-1.
Hey, don't tell him, bro. I got to play.
Shut up. Press on possession lost. Second man press. Cover the far pass. Welcome to elite. Welcome to 16-4. 4-2-3-1. Press on possession loss.
I had a good weekend up until this press, point.
Cover the pass. Welcome to 16-4. Jay,
until this point, it was fun. Now you just ruined it, bro. Thanks.
Bro, I am telling you, you guys just don't understand, bro. It would, bro, when they start hounding you and you're like, oh, baby Jesus, what do I do?
I just literally hit square.
Huh?
You hit square to the other side of the pitch.
Listen.
Like, I don't know, man.
Do you guys use the X button or no?
What do you mean, the pass button?
Yes.
Yeah, pass.
Does it work for you?
Not very much. No, that's why
it only works for me if I hold right bumper.
Right bumper, you have to hard pass it for it to work good.
How are you supposed to beat second man press when passes don't connect?
But if you square, listen to me, lobbing it with square, right? Uh-huh. Literally will ping it from one side of the map to the other just by pushing the button without aiming. So if you're getting three manned on you, you hit square, it goes to the other side. GG, game over. Other people are this way,
you go this way. And that's it. From like 40 yards out.
Stop playing. Hold on, are you doing the KSI from the middle of the pitch?
Remember, FIFA 17, I got red Diego Costa. No, player of the month, Diego Costa, and some other red card. And I played them in the midfield just because I enjoyed them in the midfield.
Yeah, that's what you've been doing for ages.
De Bruyne and Fernandes might be good DMs. I'm saying like fucking Kane and Lewandowski might be good DMs, man, because I'll just hear those finesse shots from like the halfway line. I'm all right.
But hey, they're fixing defending supposedly on the midfielders, so relax.
What in the bots are you guys playing against?
To be honest, bots, bro.
What do you mean? I'm Division 2, man. What do you mean?
Are you guys on bot box or what?
Hey, listen, bro. No. I'm definitely on PlayStation.
Bro,
I feel like I'm being judged right now for not climbing to elite divisions yet, bro.
I'm not judging it's
only
nobody.
The game's only been out a week, bro. Relax.
Hey, listen what I tell you. I'm gonna give you advice. I know I'm your younger brother. You're my best friend. You're older than me. All right. But I gotta give you all advice.
What?
Stay the fuck away from Elite Division.
I'm staying away, bro.
I want to get there. And then I'm going to win five games in a row on finesse shots. And then you're going to be like, oh, shit, he was right.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get there right before the reset.
Hey, and then you're going to get matched up against Tex and he's going to second man press you until your fucking face falls off. And you're going to go, oh, shit.
That's the thing. See, this is where I end most games with like 65 to 75% possession. Right, so when Texas second man pressing me and I'm just passing between my two fullbacks, eventually his players are going to get tired and then boom, finesse shot from the halfway line.
I'm going to be real. I do the same thing he does, bro, and it works. I don't know where you guys are playing because I haven't been there yet. I even did it in Weekend League, bro. Listen to this, right? Quick little story. Weekend League, guy was pissing me off. I was winning 2-0 and he wouldn't attack. So he was sitting in the back of the box. So I just started flipping from one side to the other the whole game until he decided to rage quit.
What in the bots are you guys playing?
Weekend League, I was like sleeping and we got it pretty easy. I don't know, bro. I don't know what game you're playing, my game pretty good.
Nap, can you come onto the podcast in 2 weeks, please? 2 weeks from now, not the Tuesday come up, the one following. I need you for episode 3 because you're going to be an elite one. And I want to have the same conversation with both of y'all.
Hey, but the game's going to be patched. It might be different completely then.
It ain't different.
No, it's different.
It ain't different.
Listen,
I'm going to need y'all to come back on.
I think me and Nep are right. You're wrong. The game is great.
I'm wrong. But, man, I don't know how to explain it, man. It's hard, bro.
I know. Dude, I'm just playing. Lower divisions is a little bit easier. I'm taking my time.
No. The harder divisions are hard. But they're hard. I think people are, man, it's,
I can't. I think you're playing so pros, bro.
You've never played a second man press. It ain't the pro second man press.
No, I've experienced the second man press a bit, but I think like with everything, there's something like that. I think there's a counter. I just think it hasn't been figured out yet. And as soon as it's figured out, that's the problem. And like, for example, right, I don't know if you know, but like crosses in the box, where you're like deep in the box, just a tiny tap of square is broken, right? Some guy in drafts to me a couple of days ago, he got in the box, he hit square, and Insigne wins his header. I'm like, oh, crap, what's that about? Next goal he scores, he gets in the box, just taps cross, Insigne wins the header again. Went back and watched the goals afterwards, and the defenders, when you press the cross button there, all like detach from the attacker and like start walking away from him, giving him space to shoot and score. So I started trying it. I'm now scoring every time I get in the box, little cross, and I score a header. Right?
I'm not kidding.
So there's a, now it's like if you're pressing me from the finesse shots from the top of the box, I'm just gonna run the line and get a little cross into Kane or Benzema. If like there will be a counter, like there somebody will figure out whether it's like some specific skill move that beats the press or a double tap pass or who goddamn knows, man, like getting to that point and then just punting it back to your goalkeeper. You know, like there'll be something to counter it.
I go back all the time, not gonna lie, bro. Like I've never in old FIFAs ever gone back to my goalkeeper. But in this FIFA, I will literally go all the way back to my goalkeeper and then come all the way back up, bro. It's annoying, but like it's annoying to play because I feel like I'm being ratty, but I'll go all the way back to my keeper just to push them out so that I can get in behind. Also, you know how you were saying before? Like people are saying they can't score, man. I'm scoring the same way I was scoring last year. I'm going crossbody, it's going in.
What are you guys playing?
Low driven. I'm playing.
I don't know what's happening at this point, bro.
This is a FIFA 22 podcast, not eFootball. What the fuck did y'all download?
I'm playing FIFA.
Y'all playing eFootball?
Nah, bro.
You're scoring the same goals you scored last year. What in the fuck?
Bro, I'm literally
talking about. I don't know what he's talking about.
Come by my screen. I literally threw ball it, fucking counterattack, cross body goal.
Jay, did you download FIFA 22 or FIFA 21 demo? What in the stupid are you talking about?
Ah, bro. Dude, I'd be sitting in my stream doing it all day long. That's how I play. I literally threw ball, run, cross body, bang, in. I'm not even playing, bro. I'm not even fucking joking. I literally threw ball it, cross body.
I feel like everyone's playing a different game.
The thing is, like,
Jay, you playing in 11. I'm not playing in D11. Stop playing right now, bro.
The only shots that aren't super consistent inside the box are finesse shots inside the box.
Nothing's consistent.
No.
Finesse shots in the box. Power shots are good.
What in the Nep? This is the most RNG in the box game I've ever played in my life. It's like opening up a fucking loot box.
I wouldn't know, dude. I haven't stepped inside the box in like 50 matches, bro. I just finished from the top of the box.
He just greens all day long, bro. He just got that magical touch now, bro. That's it. Guys, I'm being real with you. I'm doing crossbody. I'm going near post. I swear to God, bro, on everything.
Hey, stop.
I swear on everything.
I want everyone to know. I'm only telling you, I like this game. FIFA 20 and FIFA 21, I wish I could wipe my butt cheeks with those games.
Hold on, which ones did you say?
FIFA 20 and 21, I hated those games. I couldn't stand those games. So same. I'll take this game and you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good with this game. It is, but all I'm telling you is this is the most RNG FIFA I've ever played in my life. A finesse shot is RNG. Facts. You can shoot the same finesse shot from the same spot 10 times, 5 times it goes in, 5 times the keeper does a dumb animation and gets it. It's true. It's facts. It's RNG, right? In the box is RNG. Right? You can shoot the same shot 10 times. The keeper turns into Spider-Man and somehow gets the ball. I've never seen Alisson jump so far in my life ever. I don't know what Alisson has been smoking nowadays. You understand? But it's nuts. All right? It's mad RNG. And listen. I'm going to say something here.
Oh, okay.
That's just wait for people to have team of the year midfielders. Wait until people have the midfielders with high stats, like the real.
We already have a team in the midfield.
No. What do you mean?
I have Kante.
Oh my god!
He ain't dude, fucking so lying. Good,
he does it all for me. I don't even have to press a button.
This guy plays for him, bro.
Oh no, hold on.
Listen, you know what happened? We have a little switch. He turned on the game plays for you, bro.
Hey,
it's called casual mode.
You know why y'all like this game?
What's up, bro?
Because y'all put your fucking controllers down.
Yeah. Nah, listen, bro. Yeah, I can go get a drink. Down. I can go take a piss, come back. I'm still winning. The you fuck know what you mean?
Does. You know what Nep does? Nep has a conversation with Lauren. Hey, babe, listen, while he's playing defense, he hits a finesse shot. He concentrates for a second, hits a finesse shot. Then talks to his little girl. Hey, how are you? How was your day at school? Gets the ball back. Yeah. Hits a finesse shot. Where's your brother? Where's your brother? Like, men's not even playing defense.
You literally could be on a phone call and still win FIFA, bro. It's good.
It's not good.
Fun again. Like, I don't stress no more. I don't care, bro. Like, white hairs were coming from foot champs. Guess what? No more white hairs, bro. My hair's probably going to start growing back now. It's freaking crazy.
The thing is as well, I only got ranked 2 last week, right? When I get ranked 1 and when I get into the elite division and then don't play again, and then when I get top 200 squad battles, people are actually going to think I'm good at this game. See, how listen, cool is that going to be?
Dude, it feels good when people think you're good, bro.
Hey, Nep, listen.
Let's go, Nep. You're fucking incredible, bro. Stop.
Listen to what he said. And this is the problem. He said, wait till I get to elite and I stop playing. And look.
Yeah, because I don't want to be second man pressed into my bedroom.
Now listen. What he just said is very important because Nep is someone who kind of gave up on Weekend League after about 3 weeks last year, right, Nep? He didn't really give a shit about it no more.
Yeah, like 2 weeks in, yeah. Okay. Last couple of years, I just.
That's why he's happy with the new system.
Yeah, because you only play 7 games a week.
For people who played it, were sad.
That's tough.
See?
But listen, I was thinking, though, you know what the game became?
Nep's the perfect example because Nep played Weekend League extremely casual. And now it's benefited his casual. But what happens when Nep leaves in a month? We're fucked still, and he's gone.
I'm not leaving in a month this year.
But you are going to leave in a month. Huh?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I said to you, man, last year, I entered into FIFA 21, right? And I made the first few episodes of the Road to Glory. And I'm like, guys, this year, I'm just going to play every weekend league, no matter what. And wherever I finish, I'll finish, right? And we can just use every weekend to kind of build on and yada, yada, yada. Mm. I got through that first weekend. Guys, I'm not playing this shit anymore. Fuck this. I hate this game, man. Like, it's too stressful. It's too sweaty. I didn't like it. I wasn't good at it. Like, whatever. This time around, I came into it. And I'm like, guys, if we can even qualify for Weekend League, that'd be so sick, man, won't it? I played that first Weekend League. And I'm like, yep, I'm doing this every single week. Because even if I go 0-20, which probably some weeks I will, I'm still getting 2 reds. And I'm still getting some sick packs. There's no way I'm not playing every week this year.
Like, right now, we're both saying, like, you know, weekend. I don't like the fact that it's not that competitive. I'm going to be real with you. I like the new system. I wish there was monthlies. I thought they were coming out with monthlies. I agree with my brother. If monthlies were there, it would make it at least enjoyable to play.
That's what I thought.
Monthlies were coming. I like the fact that you get rewarded for playing. Like, we're saying we like it now, but what happens when you go qualify one weekend and you don't qualify, bro? Then people are going to say you suck. That's tough too. You know what I mean?
You're always gonna qualify. You're always gonna qualify.
No, it's 5-4, bro. That shit gets a little sweaty, bro.
You're always gonna qualify. Like for someone who's for us spending the time for someone else that has to go to school and stuff. No, but for us being on the game all day, you're gonna qualify, bro. You know why you're gonna qualify? Huh. Because people hand out wins. You will never go 0-20 because you will always get a win, bro. So
I think it's the playoffs, man, where you have to like win 5.
I'm talking about the playoffs.
Even then, playoffs is more stressful.
Listen,
people hand out wins.
But, no, I never got no wins during that.
But you got one today. You got one today?
Yeah, I have
one today. Yeah.
So what?
But I feel like the community is no more. Like it's a. There's no more toxic people. That's good.
Jay, listen. Stop saying there's no more toxic people. Do you know the only reason Billy gave you a fucking win? Because he wants to activate his rewards.
I thought he was being nice, bro.
No one likes you.
No one likes me.
You think when you load into a FIFA game, they go, oh my God, this guy looks amazing. I'm going to give him a win. No, he fucking hates you. He's giving you a win because he wants to activate his damn rewards. He don't like you. The FIFA community don't like nobody. Bro, have you seen my comments at Pac Pelé? They go, oh, fucking hell, Skills. Pac Pelé? No chance. They get mad when the FIFA community's built like this. When someone achieves something, they go, oh, fucking, mate, dump this shitty. I can't believe he did this, mate. They get mad. Yeah? So you think they want to give you a win? No chance, bro. They're giving you a win because they want to activate their packs, bro.
Oh, I thought they liked me and they're being nice, bro.
Monthlies need to come into rewards.
Damn, that's tough.
Monthlies need to come into the weekend league to make bro, even if people sweat it for all 20 games, if you lose 20, you still get something. So now you get something for losing, but people are handing away wins. There's no system now. You're literally.
When you think about it like that, yeah, last year,
bro,
you had to win.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you lost. You got nothing. This year, you lose and get something, and people are giving you wins. I love that.
We talked about this last week, bro.
Like it's the participation trophies, dog. Everybody wins. Nobody loses.
What in the snowflakes are we doing? What are we doing, bro?
Listen,
I swear.
As long as I can still have a weekend, I'm okay with this.
When me and Ray have a baby, I sit behind my kid, he's playing Weekend League, and he's like, Dad, can I back out? I'm like, if you back out, you're grounded. That's what I'm going to tell him. I'm going to say, if you back out of this game right now, you're grounded. You try to beat this kid. You try to beat him right now. You beat the shit out this kid. Or if you back out, I'm taking the PlayStation controller from you. You know what I mean?
That's because, tough.
Bro, you handing away wins now, what are we Spurs giving Liverpool the Champions League? All Liverpool had to do was show up to that Champions League final. They knew they were getting the trophy. Spurs never won shit. So
that's
it was like
crazy
Liverpool
right
just
now.
Pulled up, right? Liverpool pulled up and like, oh, wow, I'm winning a Champions League trophy. This is sick. Right? They knew instantly before they showed up. That's what the Champions League is, bro. That's what the Weekend League is now. I'm sorry. I'm kidding, bro. It's a joke. Yo, listen, people handing wins is kind of soft.
They're gonna probably fix that. I think they're gonna have to give I don't think they have to give. I think they're gonna do something to encourage people to play more games. I think that's what they're gonna do.
I think
they're gonna put milestones in, man. More milestones.
I think they worked too hard. Hear me out, bro. I think EA worked really, really hard on the gameplay this year to make it super good. That they forgot about other stuff. So they'll come back to it. There's still patches coming. You know what I mean?
How great is Messi in this game?
Fucking incredible.
It's so sick to finally have it. Hey, guys, that's going to be all we have, man. I want y'all to know that all three of us actually really enjoy this game. You know what I mean? I'm very passionate about this game. Also, I was kidding about Spurs. That was completely a joke. I knew it would make Nep smile because he hates Spurs. You know what I mean? But we like this game, bro. I'm someone who speaks from... Because I like people don't understand, man. I don't play this game because I make money on it. I play this game because I love this. Like I love this game. You know what I mean?
I love this game.
I've been playing this game since I was a kid, man. And to just see it in a place where, like, you know, it's I don't know, man. It feels like a game is either you're either gonna get handed a win or you're gonna sweat your balls off.
And let me ask you a question. Weird. Do you think if they had a different mode? Like, my thing is now, bro, is, and this is the thing's been wrong. Like, do they need another mode now?
I thought Foot Champions was the best mode you could have had. I thought that was a great mode.
I thought the Foot Champs before, I like the idea of being competitive, but also it got too stressful. But the thing that I'm saying is, like, last year it was two competitive modes. And now they made one less competitive, but you can only really play it on the weekend. Do they need something in between?
I guess that's where drafts is, but they're supposed to be sweaty. I don't know. Anyways, guys, man, I hope you guys enjoyed the Stick Time Podcast. We're always trying to have fun with it. You know what I mean? It's always fun in games. Please don't second man press. There's no need for it. Don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Look, nothing.
Yeah, if we're handing out wins, why are we second man pressing? Big Boy Net, man, he's one of the OGs around the community. Make sure to subscribe to him. Let's get him to 2 million subscribers next. You're close, right, Nep?
Yeah, I'm close. I need like 35K.
There you go. Let's get him there next, man. And that's my brother over there. But I want before I get out of here, I want to give a few shouts to a few people. Prediction, thank you for always helping us put the podcast together. And then to our awesome, awesome sponsors, man. IP Vanish. Again, I use them personally, so I'm not just sponsored by someone. I use them. You know what I mean? I called my brother before they even came to talk to me. I called my brother. I said, yeah, I can't watch the football game up here. And he told me how to do it. He told me to get a VPN. And I use IP Vanish, man. What they do is if a game is blacked out in your area or if you can't watch a game or get on certain websites, you know, it's a safe VPN that you can use. So go over to ipvanish.com/sick. Claim your 65% saving. There's an annual plan. It's just $4.99 for the first year with our exclusive discount. This is the time to sign up. IP Vanish is the best of the best, even rated 4.7 out of 5 on Trustpilot. And that's with 6,000 reviews. Remember, it's IPVanish/stick to get the deal and start protecting yourself today. IP Vanish. I appreciate you guys. I use your product. I appreciate you sponsoring today's stream. Ned, I appreciate you coming on. Let's go. Before we leave, rate the game. Patch is not out yet. If you had to rate it, what are you rating it? And when I say rate it, let's do this. Let's do this. 17, 18, and 19 are kind of their own breed. I would say FIFA 20, 21, and this game are kind of in a their own section. So after 20, what are you rating this one? From 20, 21, and 22. Like, you know what I mean?
Better than both of those games for me.
I agree. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what are you giving it?
Like for gameplay, like a 7. For content, like a 3.
Ooh. Jay?
Gameplay? I would go 5 on gameplay. And then for content, 1, because I'm bored.
All right. For me...
Just being real.
For me, the gameplay, outside the box, a 7. Around the box, a hard 2. And in the box. So... That's where I'm at with it, man. I think the gameplay outside I think FIFA is okay from the midfield forward. I think in the box, the gameplay goes down to like a 3. Content wise, I never rate content because I don't care for it. Right?
Yo,
I've always just wanted to play FIFA.
Question still, because this has been a thing since forever. Out of since Foot Champ started, which is your favorite FIFA?
17.
17, yeah.
Hands down, 17 was the best game ever made for FIFA. And the best FIFA ever made was 18 pre-patch. You guys remember 18? You could score like
30. I just don't agree with that.
Really?
Not because it wasn't good, because it was good, but that game was patched so quick. So much, yeah. But we didn't have time to figure out what was
wrong
with
it. That's true.
We did get to play.
That's true.
We played a little bit earlier because the capture or whatever.
No, we didn't. No, we got early access. Then they were even more strict. We got on like 3 days before. It was with early access. And when our time was up,
yeah, you're right. You're right.
Nothing to anybody. Anyways, you're right. That's our opinion on FIFA 22. I will never tell you to go out and buy a game or not buy a game or anything like that. That's not how I do it. I don't tell you how to spend your money. But yeah, big ups to prediction. IP Vanish. Thank you for everybody who helped
us
together.
If you like casual gameplay, FIFA 22 is the game for you.
Yeah, it's definitely good. Check out JTunes. That's my brother. You can check out his stream on his YouTube. Check out the Panthers. He has 75 different channels. let me start listing them. He has a clip channel. Nepenthes clips. He has a Grimo channel, a Draft of Glory channel, a Squad Builder channel. I'm kidding. He has like 3 channels. Check out Nep. He's on YouTube. I love you guys. I appreciate y'all watching. You guys are absolutely fantastic. I appreciate y'all. Bye.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.